finally, this is Trails, 1st of July 2011. When it was published a bit after that, the note attached to it said, "This is still being rewritten, extended and or attenuated. For this version, which is about 10 minutes and was made on the day for a reading at the 2nd Sussex Poetry Festival, the date may as well function as part of the title. It was mostly and messily compiled from scraps of verse taken from longer responses to events this year, particularly the riots in the Stokes Croft area of Bristol and earlier the protests on March 26th and the events that evening in Trafalgar Square. It was also partially in response to poems and essays on the same events written by Keston Sutherland and Justin Katko. This PDF and other versions of it are and will probably remain mostly sabotaged by a gang of public intellectuals and broadcasters, their ringleader and oracle being Nigel Pargeter, the casualty of the 60th anniversary special of The Archers. This event shook Ambridge to the core. Irradiate curb curtailment. Burning utmost melodies out for a spine, Rome cathedrals bombard moths of you. Shopfront wassail, pollarding, bluster ready, masthead rig with this silence, in city apparel this silence, drawing sodium thoroughfare lipped vapour making a run of you yet, irradiate melody spine out for fuck chewing to whistle you've anthemic dog a notch in your heart, scarring five other people you made countable. Transact this fuck out of another guy's love drawn, wassailed, archived, in glib run virtuoso archive, transacted love, cockring groceries, bitingly stop saying love which has not been paid for, violence now, dogs unwhistling chew, Vivazela dribbling shit lesions, baton whistling constituent wheels, chisel grained wounds over grained up muslin, over provided transient suns down, bridal ways sodden, full already away, sodden fat and away, nostalgic whinnying autumn eutrophy now, chiseled out pawn, adobe visor state, farrier silences, fill in filled gaps, worst tributary back case, space complexity, bluster rungs, thy tender mercy's sake, a moth of you clocks it, this sun's light here, shouting riot, a plum unendurable. Crochet each unendurable square inch of shard to skin together a horse in pure sun, purely depth first mercy search, sun for leather, truly apart from dog water siren. Radiant care, perturb, countable, London's oil and watering out to unendurable sex, truly ramified, bifurcate, wholly open, rung. Where, constable, am I rung? Straight mute over brass, water gong, sirens, dog gong. Multiphonic screaming, I do not love you or want to fuck you either until they have paid. There is a cop pissing into my happiest mouth. Cry for spitting this open, a dog whistle apart from sirens, spitting this open apart from water. Nothing measurable has gone. Over 49%, and the sky is grey, unflickering in the moth. Professor Brian Cox posted to you for a joke as big as riot, which is staving off the whole way down Kennington Park Road. The cordyceps fungus, excellent, my favourite pen, the specific idea of this peeling wassail to endorse. But not yet fucking backing down in the face of burning out my favourite melodies, cathedrals, curbs, wanton failed chemotherapy in full blister prosody. Sing, Muse, sing, Alain de Muse, sing, Richard Muse, and AC Muse of Nigel. Nigel Pargeter welding midair to a Dalek, a smartphone, and loading a secret Panopticon app. This did happen. He is still falling. I cannot stress enough how much he can see. He can see Constable Bailey for one. If a god were to get hold of Pargeter now, then God help any sentient being, and Nigel help any sentient god, or anything god or not set on the grey ineffable gamut of rope and hearts running between, anything cocky enough to indulge in behaviour. This did happen, and with an effect not unlike electrode scoop or one of those miniature screwdrivers, transparent ones, green, yellow, red, those ones like out of Christmas crackers plunged into the brain, levering out a pip-sized chunk, comes a moment somewhere, a thing on the tree line through your left and right eyes simultaneously. The city broke, suspended neath the sky, near snapped and brilliant blue between, as something resembling a shifting transparency showing a crude Windows 95 bio screensaver overlaid on a like transparency, this time a torpedo heartily fucking an aqueduct from an angle of 30.5 degrees, itself overlaid on a rope of fucked hearts slung from the John Cabot Tower, tearing a spine down to Stokes Croft every time on the tarmac, thudding these wet-blooded teabags, a distant henge of vagrants detect a low hum and look up. Nature documentaries, the cordyceps fungus which entered their brain on a feeder wrong, they ascend the pylon spinnerets, orgasming quite beyond orgasm, hold with the breeze, pause, webs for a half second, hang, and at last is the M-spaced game over, but not before life, that's a thing, itself blinks over and up into what really could only be called a big boss level, which always happens. we know this, to winning a tidy corollary. Having ascended the pylons in bodily pure anaphora, our deployables link arms like in that film, and widening their mouths to an extent unbounded even by the precise length of antler required with the banks of the Tigris and the Euphrates to get into a fight over, e.g. Sheila Dillon, mouths wider, rather, for instance, than narrower, even than this. The crescendo of beacons triangulate ring road to ring road to ring road to surplus ring road, and in the precise opposite of everything not involved in the scream, these pre-filtered person objects let rip the bong of the road, inhale hot bitumen vapour at 977 degrees in Fahrenheit, and with this arching of basically pured out sex, their lungs melt, taking every internal viable with them. Thus, in an underprepared and under-contrived linguistic and visual pun on ejaculation, by way of this spunking of unthought, blindingly fetishized, visibly wrought sex-jacketed love calcined climax, the revolution came. Nothing had unagonizingly, and precisely because it was uncareful and unagonized, happened. All over the country, brass plaques, brass or bronze, I don't fucking know, placidly claimed to be a few hundred miles from other things. Wait, though, I didn't say a transparency of this. I said, actually, this actually happened. Everything actually, apart from water, I'm proud of the BBC. Quote, hello, is that Michael McIntyre? Hello, Mr. McIntyre, how did you feel about being pulled from your wheelchair? Unquote. Quote, I thought you were a quote, uncunt, quote, unquote, cunt. On the radio, splitting this open, Orla Gehring's other anvil, somehow on the tree line, absent from Stokes Croft, became the cordyceps fungus, which apart from entered their brain on a feeder wrong, while Nigel Pargeter fell, he foresaw every second, and in the cordyceps fungus once shared a birthday with the cordyceps fungus, which entered their brain on a feeder apart from wrong, which once shared a birthday with listen. If you recall, I'm Professor Brian Cox. I have entered your brain on a feeder, Alan de Botton, which actually happened. Everything Alan de happened. While Nigel Pargeter fell, and we measured it. I am Professor Brian Cox, and I will run like a drain and melt and melt and melt like the last tenor left standing in Jeremy Paxman's fifth biannual zero-gravity cabotos, powering down the Strand with that liggety etude about the Bransusi column blasting beyond decibels from my official EDL iPod as I pay people I've met to upholster every office space on the Strand like the fucking underground room from Saw, just for a laugh, as big as space, which is as big as space, which is as big as space, which is this, the cordyceps Park Road, as big as space, which never shared a birthday, it shared a lathe, as Professor Brian Cox unveils a plaque on the new building at the First Motorway Services travelling south from Warwick and presses a button in series 3 of naming drab things after Nick Clegg and detonating them with an effect not unlike Electrode Scoop, which is subtitled, quote, or one of those miniature screwdrivers, transparent ones, green, yellow, red, those ones like Nigel Pargeter plunged into the brain having a row about advance rent, bills, Kennington feeder fox. For a second, I can never have seen everything, piggyback, please. Unendurably sad, this is, and I am unendurably sad and unendurably brass or bronze, levering out a pip-sized Lego dragon we spent days making together with moving wings and everything. Then the bigger boys came and kicked it to pieces in a car park. Remember that? Remember what that felt like? Sing, support group. Have you got any, or do you think perhaps you could, on that same street corner in Shacklewell as before, score some cordyceps fungus? It's unendurably time. Unquote. Nigel Pargeter listens. He, in his billowing, graceful trajectory, listens. He is listening fast to you wanking behind that banner. He knows what it does to a human amygdala. He knows what it does to sirens and water and bells. He must weigh almost nothing. He still has a million stories to fool. An entire big infinity, bigger even than something as big as space, of countable neural tributaries. Between them, no pylon cathedrals of crucially hot activists, wassailing scaffolds everywhere covered in piss, and no, we have filled the big black monoliths like in that other film, back up with piss and Tories. They know to endure a spine-wrung anthemic guy rope dog. Nigel Pargeter is bull-deep in every policeman pissing into my happiest mouth. Apart from water, it is riot makes me a limited man, horny, flung against a wall this shatters to know nobody else is missing. A thing stopped at the curb, still spinning. Still there we are, inhaling sodium flare, each other and the summer. I forget everything cleanly as a treat apart from water. Bell fundamentals are water, flow me down the Strand, rename every shop Alan de Botton or Alan de Botton. See if you can't further dement the burlesque. be the world's leading away from home skincare system company. Nigel Pargeter has almost landed. An air thick in violence, beautiful, unlyric, failing to trick, deployed love into grained suture stank, the sex flight as it clocked us and was away. Apart from sirens, water rung, siren bells, sodium flare, I've been coming almost for 5 months now. Professor Brian Cox, why are you here licking the leather on your crutches? Water is fundamental. I mean, sirens, our water gong bell, our crutches are... Listen. Constable Bailey is gorgeous state apparatus. If he sang to me, I would get a piss-grit tattoo of the heat death of the ring road and never stop wanking.